There are places in the dimension of sound where the walls between universes are thin. In these fragile pockets of static lies the ability to hear the alternate realities of millions of maybe people in countless could-be worlds, where the status quo is different from our own. With a keen ear and an open mind, we may tune in to these sound waves of the strange, the bizarre, and the otherworldly. They are the Hidden Frequencies. Good evening. This is Mick Wingert. This evening, the Hidden Frequencies take us inside the nerve center of a major metropolitan news station as it struggles to stay relevant in the new media age. It is here that we will meet Lana, a talented video editor who is given a new experimental tool with which to make the news. However, as Lana soon discovers, editing video footage can be a dangerous undertaking. In fact, she may never see the news the same again after leaving the cutting room.
Coming up, Russia signed the agreement to hand over their nuclear weapons to the United States after the U.S. and its allies put aside their differences and formed an alliance against the former superpower. A recent study shows police brutality cases have dropped 70% over the past year. The unemployment rate is now at 2%. What is the secret to our nation's successes? This and more after this word from our sponsors. I'm Chet Beckman, and this is Channel 8 Action News. How's that?
Fine, for what you have to work with. All right, everyone, get ready for the next segment. And where is my features editor, people? I have to deal with a squeaky clean U.S. of A, and now my editor is nowhere to be found. Lana!
Sorry, Miles. Traffic was...
Stop right there. No excuses.
I got the text that you wanted to see me after I was on the road.
Did you hear me about excuses?
Sorry.
Stop apologizing.
Sorry. I mean...
All right, just come with me.
Another slow news day, huh?
I'll say. After the Second Cold War and with Russians giving up nukes, there's not enough bad news to go around.
But we could always talk about what's going right.
What are you, a hippie? Don't you realize that the news is what keeps you fed? And I don't mean firefighter saves cat or rich guy feeds the homeless. I mean tensions at the DMZ are at a boiling point, or at any time the world could explode. People don't thrive on peace, Lana. They thrive on chaos.
Okay, are we not going to the editing bay?
And Channel 15 scooped us on a big one.
Oh, it's cold in here.
There was a justified cop killing the other night. Justified or not, it would have at least caused some conversation, especially since the guy was trying to blow the cop's heads off.
Miles?
Just think of how we could have spun that. Questions arise. If this were a black man, would he have gotten the chance to shoot? Brilliant.
Miles.
What?
You never said where we...
Oh, right. So basically, if a compelling story doesn't bring a claim soon, things are looking dreary for the station. So, I've decided to up our game. Well, here it is, your new editing suite.
This is spectacular.
Smart Edition Editor Desktop, or SEED for short. SEED is a prototype. Here, take a seat. Smart Editor is what you should use. The rest is still in development. I was given strict instructions for you to stay away from any program marked testing. It's volatile. We're not sure what it'll do to our footage. However, I was ensured that our editors, that's you, would be able to really create some special footage. And special is what we need.
Got it. Where did this come from?
The bigwigs upstairs. They probably spent the GDP of a small country for it. Anyway, I'll leave you to it. Oh, one more thing. I'll need your phone.
What? Why?
Relax. I'm not going to look at your nudie photos. We don't want anyone stealing our proprietary software. No exceptions. You can pick it up at the front desk when you're done for the night.
Seriously?
We need a story. Come up with one. That's your job. Do your job. Phone.
Let's see what's in the inbox. Boring, boring, boring. What the heck am I supposed to do with this? It's not going to hurt anything if I look at the other features.
Feature Maker 4. Currently in testing mode. Are you sure you want to open?
Curiosity killed the cat, I guess. Story Maker 4, the final version. A new approach to bringing stories to life. Warning, Skylark Industries takes no responsibility for the effects of this software, blah blah, use at your own risk. Huh, that's ominous.
Voice control activated. Open recent projects?
Yes? General election.
General election. User Miles Pennington. Last project start date, 1 month ago. Last edited, yesterday.
Okay. I wasn't talking to you. Also, that was creepy.
Do you want to open this file?
Okay. Ugh, the results. Man. It would have been great if Harris won. He loves our station. And Erickson likes us for now, but he suppresses everyone else.
Would you like a scenario reversal?
A what?
Scenario reversal. Version 1.7. Footage can be scanned and automatically reversed for an opposite outcome.
Yeah, right.
Would you like to try this feature?
Knock yourself out.
I'm sorry. I didn't get that.
Oh, I mean, yes, use this feature.
Export. Commencing.
When will it be done?
Export. Commencing.
Got it. Whatever. I'll go back to the editing bay where the real tools are.
Upload. Commencing.
Okay. What's up everyone's butt tonight?
You didn't hear?
After Harris definitively beat Senator Erickson 4 weeks ago, rumors have arisen of his staunchly anti-mainstream media stance. His plan of action promised to show favor to certain news networks, such as your very own Channel 8, and his attempts to discredit others were famous on the campaign trail. More on how this will affect your news after the break.
What?
What do you mean, what? Why did he say Harris won on the air? Did I hear him right?
Yes.
But Erickson won the election.
Look, I don't care if you partake in the devil's lettuce on your own time.
This can't be real. Jennifer, who won the election?
Don't you work for the news?
What the hell is going on?
Storymaker 4 is still in development.
Yeah, that's not what I asked. Where is the election footage you changed last night?
Storymaker 4 uploaded to the cloud.
Where's the cloud?
Inaccessible.
No, but I saw it earlier.
Lana!
Yes?
I hope you're not playing around in here. We need a story.
Miles, this thing...
I mean it. Good night.
Open recent projects?
Whatever. Pennington Project 1 recent shooting. Is this the shooting footage Channel 15 scooped us on?
User Miles Pennington last opened project approximately 8 hours ago. Last comments. Shit. Channel 15 beat us again. Close program.
Okay. That's it. Slowly, hands up. Good. Walk slowly with your back to us. Keep your hands up. Up, up!
Ugh, that's brutal.
Shots fired. I have an officer down. Suspect got a second gun. He shot my partner. He's bleeding out. Suspect is down. I think he's deceased. I need help out here.
Would you like to activate manual edit mode?
Yeah, I don't know.
The user has full control over all revisions and what material is saved.
Well, in that case, yes. I mean, what can it hurt? Let's start it here.
That's it. Slowly, hands up. Good. Walk slowly with your back to us.
And connect it here.
Shots fired. Suspect is down. I think he's deceased.
Yeah, there.
Would you like the footage smooth?
I don't know. Things got weird when you altered footage for...
New cut ready.
That's it. Slowly, hands up. Good. Walk slowly with your back to us. Shots fired. Suspect is down. I think he's deceased.
Wow. It looks real. That's pretty cool. But I shouldn't mess with this program anymore. Something feels wrong.
Would you like to save project?
No. At the very least, I'd lose my job if this footage was released to the public. Close the program, keep the original footage.
I'm sorry. Please repeat the command. I'm sorry. Please repeat the command. I'm sorry. Please repeat the... Autosave project in 5, 4, 3, 2. Save complete. Uploading to cloud.
Now that the new footage is auto-saved to the cloud, I can take a moment to talk to you more in depth about the hidden frequencies. With a total of more than 72,000 downloads, Season 1 of The Hidden Frequencies is wrapped. And by all metrics, it has been a smash hit with you, our dear listeners. If you are enjoying these professionally acted and produced audio dramas, I want to invite you to consider becoming a patron of The Hidden Frequencies through our new Patreon page. By pledging as little as $5 a month, you can help us to continue to put together this one-of-a-kind audio drama for seasons to come. And not only will you share in the success of The Hidden Frequencies, your financial partnership will also include exclusive benefits, such as custom downloadables, insider updates from behind the scenes, and even the chance to watch the live stream of one of our cast records in Season 2. All the details can be found at patreon.com/thehiddenfrequencies. That's patreon.com/thehiddenfrequencies, all one word. Every dollar counts toward our goals for Season 2 and will allow us to continue to produce the finest in radio plays for your listening pleasure. Also, if you're not already following the Hidden Frequencies podcast on social media, make sure you follow us on both Instagram and Twitter under the handle @THFrequencies. You can also search for the Hidden Frequencies on Facebook for our page and our fan group. And don't forget to leave us a rating and review on iTunes. These reviews are an important metric in promoting and sustaining your favorite podcasts. So even if you are listening on another service or device, taking the time to leave an iTunes review will help us maintain this platform to tell these fantastic stories of the bizarre. Now, let us see exactly what Lana's creativity has wrought. In the conclusion of The Cutting Room.
Turn your TV down, jerk. Shut up! Where's the damn remote?
As you can see from this footage, first released by Channel 8 2 days ago, the black officer killed an unarmed white man while his back was turned and his hands were up. Human rights groups are calling for the officer's arrest. However, hate groups are calling for his murder.
Wait, what? This is impossible.
More on this exclusive story, seen here first on Channel 8. Coverage will continue as the riots unfold.
What have I done? Miles!
Lana, there you are. I thought you got caught up in that looting. Glad you're here. We need you.
Miles, why did you air that footage?
What do you mean? Why wouldn't we?
Because it's fake!
What? No, we've been working on getting that for days. We finally scooped Channel 15.
But the killing was justified.
Did you see the footage?
It's the prototype.
Up to the quality. Yeah, I know.
No, the other cop. Where is he?
There was no other cop. Maybe you're in shock from all the hubbub. You're not seeing what this can be.
Are you joking? There's a witch hunt happening because of me.
Exactly. Because of the footage you sent me last night, we can spin it to paint this cop out to be a vigilante, working his way up through the ranks to avenge his fallen black people.
Listen to yourself. 2 days ago, you were telling me how it was justified.
2 days ago, you were begging me to cover the Lakers game. We never even spoke about the footage. Now there's a mountain of dailies waiting for you to work with. Go on, get downstairs.
This just in, the officer involved in the shooting, Franklin Nelson, has been located. Rioters are attempting to force their way inside as law enforcement works to hold them back.
Storymaker 4. Open most recent projects?
Yes.
That's it. Slowly, hands up. Good. Walk slowly with your back to us. Shots fired. Suspect is down. I think he's deceased.
Where's the rest?
Inaccessible.
We are on the scene as Officer Nelson's been dragged out of his home and is being beaten badly. Law enforcement is attempting to quell the mob, but to no avail. We'll have to cut the footage here as the situation has become graver than we could have ever imagined.
You have to be able to revert it. Please.
Warning. Reverting project can lead to corruption.
I don't care. Make it to where the real footage is reality. Do it!
Are you sure? Saying yes, we'll attempt project reversion.
Yes!
Upload corrupted. Please proceed with caution.
Seed, show me the station's current on-air feed.
This just in, new information developing about Lawrence Jason Picard. The suspect has been tracked down and beaten to death. 2 days ago, footage of Picard shooting and killing Officer Franklin Nelson and his partner surfaced, causing citywide riots.
Okay. That's it. Slowly, hands up. Good. Walk slowly with your back to us. Keep your hands up. Oh. Ah.
Ah.
You're in a hurry.
Miles!
I've been looking for you. Can you believe this? White guy kills black cops. This will definitely look good for the station.
Miles, the prototype is altering reality somehow. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. You have to ask them upstairs, how do we make everything normal again?
Upstairs? You don't get to ask them anything. This shooting is the best thing to happen to this station in years.
Miles, I altered the original footage to make it interesting.
Come here. Don't you ever yell out anything like that again.
You're not listening to me.
You listen to me. We were the first ones on the scene. Our reporter saw the two dead cops with her own eyes.
What?
Go home, Lana.
I need to tell the truth.
The truth is already out there.
No, look. If you don't tell me how to fix it, I'll...
You'll what? No one will believe you.
You knew.
What are you on about now?
You knew what the prototype did. That I would mess with that program. You just wanted someone else to do it.
Lana, you have a lot to learn. I know you're one of the most talented editors in the field. You can make a story so palpable just with the visuals you're given. That's invaluable to me. Something else you need to know. I always know what's going on.
You believe me, don't you?
I believe you worked with a program you shouldn't have, didn't you?
Miles, we have to fix this.
No, because whatever you did, this station is flourishing. Now, like I said before, Lana, go home, sleep on it, and then think about what else we can do.
Okay. You win.
You're making the right decision, Lana. I see awards in our future.
You're right.
What? Are you gonna go in for a hug now?
Anna!
Storymaker 4.
Don't do this, Lana! Open the door! Security! I need you down to the prototype room, immediately!
General election.
I can end this.
Open this, now!
Are you sure? Saying yes will attempt project reversal.
Just shoot it. Get in there!
Yes!
Warning. Project file alterations exceed optimal limit. Continue.
Do it!
Upload. Complete.
What time is it? Ow! My head. It's open. Hello? I did it.
Welcome back to Channel 8, the official voice of the People's Republic of North America.
Wait, what? Hey, Miles, what?
Lana, there you are. Hey, I emailed you footage of the police shooting, but you need to delete it immediately. I've just been told that we're not to air it under any circumstances.
What?
No news station is allowed to. Per Section 12 of the state guidelines for media intrusion.
Oh, no.
This just in, approval ratings for our glorious leader, President Erickson, are at an all-time high. Those who wish to oppose him are few and far between. Reports of resistance are greatly exaggerated.
What a load of crap.
However, representatives of His Eminence have informed us that anyone with information leading to the arrest of those wishing to topple our great state will be rewarded handsomely. I'm Chet Beckman, and this is Channel 8, your approved information source.
What have I done?
On this episode of The Hidden Frequencies, you heard The Cutting Room by Jess Carson, directed by Mick Wingert. Our cast included Mella Lee as Lana, Christopher Cox as Miles, Krista Lewis as Seed, Kiff Vandenhoevel as Chet Beckman and Lawrence Picard, and Asante Jones as Officer Nelson. Original music and scoring by Brandon Boone. Sound design and production by Jesse Cornett of Pleroma Productions. Recorded and engineered at Woodcliff Studios by Frank Rosato. For complete show notes and more details about the people who bring you this production, please visit thehiddenfrequencies.com and follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle @thfrequencies. The Hidden Frequencies is copyright 2018 by Wacky Title Productions, Inc. All rights reserved. No duplication or reproduction of this audio program is permitted without the written consent of Wacky Title Productions, Inc.